Dirk, you invented ageless. What is ageless? How is that going to benefit me, and why did you come up with it?
That's a very important dietary supplement. Your body has a byproduct of having sugars present. You got to have glucose in your bloodstream. If you didn't, you die. It's a major feel for your body, major feel for your brain. On the other hand, there's side effects from the glucose. There are reactions that you don't want happening called non-enzymatic glycosylation, which is a fancy way of saying that the sugar molecule gets added to protein molecules, then the protein molecules don't work properly anymore and, in fact, act as pro-inflammatory molecules. As you get older, you have more and more of these ages. They're called ages because they're called advanced glycation end products, AGES. And if you have higher blood sugar levels, like type 2 diabetes, you're going to have more of these advanced glycosylation end products, more chronic inflammation, more damage. A lot of the damage that's caused by type 2 diabetes is caused by these advanced glycosylation end products. But even with normal levels of blood sugar, your body's making them and it's causing harm. It's just like a chemical factory. The chemical factory is producing some things you want, but it's also going to have a stream of toxic byproducts that are produced as side reactions. Same thing happens in your body. Now, as a result of inheriting 6 thrifty genes, which should help protect me in case of a famine, when there's plenty of food around, guess what? At the age of 80, I've got type 2 diabetes. And this is in spite of the fact that I'm not overweight. I weigh 194 pounds. I'm 6'4" tall. I have a very, very healthy diet. I'm really careful about what I eat. But the thing is, when you got these 6 genes, if there were a famine, I'd literally be one of the last men standing. But we ain't got no more famines, yeah. At least in the first world.
Yeah.
Incidentally, though, in evolutionary terms, we've had famines in the first world very recently. Millions of Irish died during the Irish potato famine back around 1870s or thereabouts. So the thing is, our genes haven't caught up with that, and that's why you've got diabetic genes. They're thrifty genes to help you withstand famines, but in the presence of plenty of food, they can be a real problem. So you can measure the amount of these ages by taking a measurement, a blood test called HbA1c. That's glycosylated hemoglobin. Everybody with diabetes takes that. I suggest that everybody take an HbA1c test because adult onset diabetes can sneak up on you. You don't have any symptoms at first, but the HbA1c test will tell you if you're pre-diabetic, then you can start making changes in your diet by, for example, reducing the amount of carbohydrates and high glycemic index carbohydrates. The ageless knocks out these ages. It can actually reverse the first steps in the chemical reaction of generating the ages. It can actually help unglycosylate things. And in fact, even though I have type 2 diabetes, my HbA1c is in the normal range, which the doctor, every time I'm tested, is absolutely amazed at, because I got a fasting blood sugar of around 140-something to 150-something, and that's diabetes. And yet I'm normal in terms of my HbA1c because of the ageless. If I don't take that, I'm in a diabetic range. If I take that, I'm normal. And a lot of the damage that's done in type 2 diabetes is being done by these ages, these advanced glycosylation end products. So I take the ageless. You can take 1 or 2 capsules 3 times a day. Take it with meals. And it really does an amazing job in terms of helping keeping you healthy.
There you go. That's why you need to order ageless now. Go order it.
Yeah, and keep in mind that you got glucose in your body, even if you don't have diabetes. This isn't just for helping your body be healthier in the presence of diabetes. You got glucose, and you're getting these side effect products being produced. And everybody needs it, especially as they get older, because it is a major aging mechanism.